Welcome to the Commando Show podcast, and thanks for being a Commando community member. It's hour one for the weekend of March 20th, 2021.
You know, I write a lot. I do. I write a lot of stuff for the website, for the show, for my USA Today Fox News columns. And I use a little tool called Grammarly. I don't know if you've heard about this. It tells you, like, not only checks your punctuation, your grammar and spelling, it rewrites sentences for you. And now it's about to tell you if you can offend someone. It's a tone checker. So whether they say you want to sound friendly but not informal, concerned but not angry, choosing your tone wisely, they say, is key to delivering your message effectively. Okay, it's true. And there's a free version, paid version. If you ever want to try Grammarly, just go with the free version. I don't think you need to pay. But let me tell you, my grammar has suffered considerably since I became a vegetarian. I mistakes. Yeah, you see, ladies and gentlemen, just an example of all the fun that we have here week after week after we talk about living the best digital life. You can find us on 400 top radio stations throughout the United States, streaming on your favorite radio app and available as a podcast over at getkim.com. And you can also find us on the American Forces Network Radio that serves 375,000 American servicemen and women in 175 countries and 200 ships at sea. And I'm sure you have at least a few questions about something digital I can lend a hand to, because after all, I am America's beloved digital goddess, Kim Commando, here with you. And our T-Mobile Unlimited listener line is now open at 1-888-825-5254. And I trust T-Mobile's network to keep me covered, and you should too. Their advanced network now goes farther than ever before. Check out the coverage in your area. Really easy to do. Just head over to T-Mobile.com/coverage. That's T-Mobile.com/coverage. And I'd also like to thank Epson for helping to make this show possible. Because does your printer have enough ink for another year of work reports and tax forms? Well, if you print a lot, or if you wish you could print a lot without worrying about ink, it's super important to have the right printer. Now, Epson is changing the game with their cartridge-free EcoTank printers. They have these super-sized, easy-to-fill ink tanks. And let me tell you, they come with just a ridiculous amount of ink, enough to print thousands of pages. And if you're like me, you've tried rationing your printing to save yourself from replacing ink cartridges. Well, you can stop buying expensive ink cartridges and save yourself the frustration of replacing ink cartridges ever again. Love that. Because with the Epson EcoTank, you don't have to worry about running out of ink. You can print all your business documents, your reports, your tax forms, and your task lists in color, too. I just love mine. It has saved me so much time and money. So kiss expensive cartridges goodbye. EcoTank makes it easy. So make the switch today. Add EcoTank to your online shopping list so you can just fill and chill. Epson EcoTank printers available at Amazon, Dell, Micro Center, and at Epson.com/EcoTankCam. All right, let's start this weekend's show with five things that you need to know about tech. It's happening right now. Let's talk about your text messages. You probably didn't hear about this in the mainstream media or maybe on a website, but it's really an important story, because if you think that anyone can just get a copy of everything that you send and receive, even the ones that are, how can I say, you know, the ones that you shouldn't be sending, the sensitive, intimate texts and pictures, well, somebody can get all of them, and it was really easy how it happened. A white hat hacker, those are the good guys, reached out to a company that helps businesses market their brands using text messages. It's called Sucuri. And all he had to do was subscribe to a monthly plan over there, fill out a fake letter of authorization to change the phone numbers, and he was able to reroute a vice reporter's text messages, again, with permission, to himself. Now, with all those texts, that's when the real fun started, because the hacker was able to basically take over any of the reporter's online accounts that authenticate via text message. And he was able to pull this off. How much do you think it cost him for the entire month? You're wrong. $16. Wow. Now, Sucuri has issued a statement that said, whoopsies, the loophole has been closed. But that doesn't mean it's not possible with other marketing companies that do SMS packages and text marketing. Now, it's not to say that two-factor authentication isn't secure. It's just that it's less secure than, say, using an authenticator app from Google. But I hear this hacker was also able to take over Sting's text messages. That's right, Sting's. He sent an SMS to the world. Number two, bad moms. Yeah, a Florida high school 17-year-old girl and her 50-year-old mom are accused of rigging a homecoming election. Word was already spreading long before this that she bragged about having access to the school system, where her mother just happened to be the assistant principal. Well, a day after the homecoming ceremony, school was contacted by the voting software provider of the homecoming election because, wow, there are a lot of votes that looked like they were fraudulent. And then after an investigation, the mom and the daughter were arrested. Yeah. But let's move from Florida to Pennsylvania, where a mom allegedly tried to get her daughter's rival kicked off the cheerleading squad using deep fake videos and photos. Yeah. A 17-year-old girl was shocked when her cheerleading coach confronted her with a video showing her vaping, which is a violation of team rules. It looked like her, but it wasn't. Her mom called the police. They tracked the deepfake videos and photos back to this 50-year-old woman whose daughter was on the cheerleading squad. And she denies any involvement, but she's been charged with cyber harassment of a child. Another Mom of the Year winner here. Too bad Lori Loughlin doesn't need a cellmate anymore. Number three, make sure that you have your boarding pass, your photo ID, and your vaccine passport ready. What did I say? Yeah. A new Wall Street report, the first digital vaccine passport for this post-pandemic travel world are apps that you can connect to the travel platforms. You're going to start using them with the airline apps. Right now, apps with QR codes that can be scanned at gates are being tested at airports around the world, including some flights into Hawaii as part of this pilot program to boost that tourism back. In that test, an app by a travel program called Clear is being used. It's called HealthPass. And it's already been used in other ways, museums and sporting events, to verify the status of ticket holders. Now, taking into account all the obstacles about the vaccination process, availability, the websites are not the best. Even a simple app can't be a 100% mandatory everywhere. But it's something to keep in mind as the rollout of the vaccine happens and people really start traveling again. I mean, the last time I came back in the country from the UK last year before the pandemic, I handed my passport to Customs and Border Patrol, and the officer stared at me, and he just said, you know, I may not always agree with you, Kim Komando, but I can see where you're coming from. Okay, you had to think of that one, I know. All right, number four, an ocean spray guy and NFTs? What? Yes, non-fungible tokens, NFTs. It's a booming craze. It's where digital art gets sold online. But you may remember the TikTok user from Idaho who goes by Dogface. Well, last September, he posted a video of himself cruising down a sidewalk on a skateboard while chugging down Ocean Spray cranberry juice as the Fleetwood Mac classic Dreams plays. The video went totally viral. He's got 6 million followers on TikTok now, and he's planning to auction off the 23-second clip as an NFT with a starting bid of $500,000. Now, there's a big catch. Okay, part of the video's charm was the Fleetwood Mac song. Well, Dogface isn't in Fleetwood Mac, so he doesn't have the rights to the music. So the NFT of the clip of this guy skateboarding, drinking the ocean spray, whatever background noise before the song was added, and it's kind of weird because the Ocean Spray logo was blurred too. We'll see. Then there's Elon Musk. A few days ago, he was all set to sell an NFT that was a song about NFTs. And the bidding hit over $1 million before Musk said, I don't think I want to sell it. But here, take a listen. NFTs. I think Mike and I can do something like this, too. Don't you think, Mike? We got enough music for that. All right.
I think so.
Number five. Here's one solution for Zoom fatigue. If you're tired of Zoom meetings, wow, I am. A free web widget is called Zoom Escaper. And what it does, it adds a whole range of different sounds that you can use to escape a Zoom call. Now, the whole idea is that when you're on the Zoom call, something's going to happen so that you can easily get out of the Zoom call by making an excuse. So here are some examples in Zoom Escaper that you can use. Let's listen to the first one, Mike. Okay, so you're on a Zoom call, and suddenly, well, this is wind. So you're like, oh gosh, I gotta go inside. The wind's really kicking up. Okay, how about number two? Okay, this happens to me at least once a day. Yeah, the dogs are barking. Okay, dogs barking. Okay, now you're on a Zoom call, and you're trying to get off the Zoom call, and you need an excuse, so you play this sound. Okay, that's a man weeping. Like, you know, maybe Barry's in a really bad place since his ham radio antenna fell because of all the wind. And finally, there's this sound that I just don't understand. Okay. It's somebody using the restroom. Okay. Not really sure that you should ever use that, whether it was a sound or real. I just think that's generally a bad idea. Hey, hit commando.com and you can find more about Zoom Escaper, including a link on how to download the necessary software, instructions to get it set up. And hey, listen, why couldn't Mary and Joseph get into their conference call? You ready for it? There was no Zoom at the inn. Ha! Yeah, okay. Hey, do you call your kids every single time you have a problem with your home computer? You know, they really don't want to hear from you. They're just too busy with their own issues to walk you through fixing your PC's problems. It is so frustrating trying to fix somebody else's computer over the miles. And with all the phone and web tech support scams out there, it can be really difficult to know where to turn and who you can trust. And that's why I need to tell you about the pros at SolveIQ. This way you have access to experienced, reliable, knowledgeable help whenever you need it. Their expert tech support team is there to take your call the next time your printer acts up, your webcam just stops working, maybe the sound in your computer just stops, maybe the latest Windows update just made it go into the intergalactic bit bucket. They have this patented software that works behind the scenes to help your computer perform better, delivering real-time optimizations. Don't wait for your kids to call you back. Let the pros at SolveIQ help. For just a few bucks a month, you can call SolveIQ's tech experts as many times as you need. It's the next best thing to having me come right over to your house and fix everything. Join today at solveiq.com/Kim. That's solve, S-O-L-V-E, the letters I-Q, solveiq.com/Kim, solveiq.com/Kim. Stay right where you are. We have coming up in our digital life hack tip, 10 gadgets that you can use to get better sleep. And of course, we have all of your phone calls here on this coast-to-coast broadcast of the Kim Komando Show. Hey, listen, our T-Mobile Unlimited listener line is open. That's 1-888-825-5254 once again is the way to join us. And just a quick reminder is that you can always drop me your questions on our website, too. And I use that to answer here on the show, or maybe we answer it on the website. And again, to send me an email, and I do read every single one that you send, head over to the official homepage of the Kim Komando Show. That's K-O-M-A-N-D-O.com. At the bottom of every single page, there's a link that says contact us. Moments away about secret text codes that you can use with your carrier, because, you know, it all came up because I got a new phone and then I was trying to set it all up and then I had a call. I know sometimes it's a hassle. And then the rep says, you know, put in the secret code. I'm like, what? Secret code? Text? And yes, so then I did some research. I found a whole bunch of them. And so we've got that coming up, as well as in our digital life hack, some ways that you can use tech to get some better sleep. And we have a warning for all you iPhone users out there as well. And how about we start this hour with Pastor Nate in Princeton, Nebraska. Hello there, Nate.
Well, hi, Kim. Great to talk to you. I've been listening for long enough to have owned a Komando tab.
Yay! You know what's funny is that we still get tech support requests on that. I'm like, wow.
Yeah.
Years ago.
Yeah,
that's okay. We still help everybody out. So what's going on with you?
Well, I was calling because I wondered if you could help me improve the sound on my Facebook Live broadcast. I just have the world's simplest setup. I just put my cell phone on a stand and, you know, log on to Facebook.
Okay.
That's it. But the sound, you know, the broadcast is pretty good for as little effort as I'm making, but the sound could use some help.
Well, and it's really important, right? Okay.
And, yes. Any improvement, it will be a step up.
All right. So, you know, first of all, I'm going to give you a gold star for having a stand, because a lot of people on Facebook Live, I'm sure you've seen them, they hold their camera phone or they hold their smartphone and their camera, whatever it is, and like their hand invariably is not very stable. And so having that stable tripod or whatever it may be is really important. Now, when it comes to sound, you have a couple of options. You go wireless or wired. Since you're sitting down and not walking around, wired's probably the easiest. You know, just about every phone has a jack that you can hook in a lav mic to. And so having, I'm wearing a lav mic right now. And what's nice about the lav mic is that you can get it pretty high up on your shirt. The big thing is if you have long hair like me, is that you want to make sure that your hair doesn't brush against it, or your shirt or your jacket. And so if you ever look at where people position it as newscasters, that's always a good rule of thumb to just, you want to get it like right about, right underneath your chin as high as you can get without getting any type of interference. Now, there's also some, if you don't want to wear a lav mic, is that you can, it's really actually kind of sweet, is that they have mics that you can put directly, they attach directly onto the top of the phone.
Okay.
And there's one in particular that I really like for your type of setup. It's, it gives you, it's a stereo recording. And so instead of just one mic, you have two mics. And so if you can imagine this, is that there's a stand, you put your phone in, and then you're going to you're gonna use a 3.5 millimeter stereo mic input, but it has two mics on the top. So you're actually going to be recording in stereo instead of just mono. Now, as far as the lav mic, you're probably looking at about $25. The stereo mic, you're looking at $160. A lav mic is probably like $15. So what I can do, Pastor, is I can give you links to all three.
That'd be great.
And then you can decide which one is going to be the best. How are you promoting your Facebook Live?
You know, it was, Facebook was a tool that we'd used originally just for my own family. But I realized that quite a few people within our congregation were already on. And so it just was an easy access when people weren't able to gather, and has continued.
Which is nice.
To be kind of a helpful tool for them.
Yeah. And the thing is that you can create events if you haven't tried that already. And then you create the event and then people get reminded that this is there. Because, you know, as people get back to work and the pandemic eases up, is that people may forget about what they had when they were all online because they want to go outside. So if you can ever schedule stuff like that, it really does help. Pastor, thank you so much for your call. I'll post those links over inside the Commando community in the Q&A forum, as well as we'll send them directly to you via email. Thank you, Nate. Hey, listen, Netflix raised their prices once again. Get your money's worth with ExpressVPN. ExpressVPN lets you access Netflix content only available in other regions. And you get 3 extra months of ExpressVPN for free at expressvpn.com/Kim. Coming up, we have those secret text codes I need to tell you about, as well as a scam warning for all you iPhone users, and more of the Kim Commando Show you don't want to miss. Hey, free email services bank on exploiting your data by selling it to the highest bidder. Don't trust big tech. Go to startmail.com/Kim to get a 7-day free trial, 50% off the first year. That's start with the letter T, startmail.com/Kim. It's your email. You should own it. Get your email at startmail.com/Kim. All right, a couple of things I want to pass along before we go back to your phone calls, and then we also have our digital life hack just moments away. There are codes. See if you can remember this. USSD codes. You know what that stands for? Anybody? Unstructured Supplementary Service Data. Yes, that's a big one. Yeah. It's a little fun fact you can use to sound very smart. Well, when I was setting up a brand new iPhone, the tech had me dial pound 862 to test the line. And then I started looking around. So, like, you know, you could do *67 plus the phone number blocks the outgoing caller ID on a per call basis. *78#, that's do not disturb mode, blocks all incoming calls. And then the callers will hear, do you remember, a busy signal. Yes, we have a whole list of handy USSD codes over at commando.com you might want to check out. And if you use an iPhone or iPad, a new prank is spreading. Here's what's happening. You answer your phone or iMessages pops up. You've been added to a FaceTime call with a group of people who you don't know. Okay, that's possible because FaceTime can have up to 32 people on a group call. So the pranksters call 31 random numbers one by one and they add them to a group FaceTime call. So you get on the call thinking it's someone you know, or you get upset of just thinking about somebody FaceTiming you and scamming you. And people are reporting getting 30 of these calls every single day. So you can manually block each number, which in the end is completely worthless because that's groups. When you hang up on one call and block one number, someone else from the group immediately calls back. Wow. Some people are reporting blocking up to 300 different numbers. So if it happens to you, here are your options. End the call immediately. Put your phone in airplane mode and be sure that Wi-Fi calling is off. You can turn off FaceTime altogether. Only turn the feature back on when you want to use it. I know it's not ideal, but it's the best you can do until Apple rolls out some kind of update to address the problem. We have more over at commando.com about this, but even if the pranksters are caught, it's unlikely that they'll face time. Jennifer in Augusta, Georgia. Hi there, Jennifer.
Hi, Kim. Thanks for taking my call.
You betcha. What's going on?
Well, I wanted to tell you real quick, my dad was my go-to super smart tech guy that would have helped me with all of this, but we lost him a year and a half ago to cancer, but he was a huge fan of yours and thought really highly of you, so it means a lot to get your help.
Oh, well, thank you. I'm sorry for your loss, too. I am.
Thank you.
You know what? There's something about dads and daughters, right? I mean, I think of my dad all the time. And it's special, and I'm glad that you shared that with me, that he was an avid listener, and I'm honored that you came to me. So how can I help you?
Yes. So my family and I just recently became full-time RV travelers, and we have a lot of internet data needs. And I learned the hard way that the mobile hotspot, the Jetpack from Verizon, the unlimited plan is not really unlimited. So I found this company, Mobile Satellite Technologies, out of Virginia, and they offer these commercial routers, and they offer 500 gigs for $249 a month. But my husband and I can't find a lot of information about this company online. So my questions are, is this company legit, and can they really resell these data packages from the major carriers, or is there a better option that you know about?
So RVing on the road, how long have you been doing it?
Since November, beginning of November, so not too long yet.
And then, do you have kids with you?
I do. We have a 9 and a 10-year-old, but my husband was traveling for work. He still is, and our plan was to travel with him. And we're always near a major city, so we don't need rural coverage, but just more data.
And then, are you using it to work? Are you using it so the kids can do schooling, or how exactly are you using it?
I do. I actually teach English online for 2 to 3 hours every morning, and the kids take some classes. I homeschool them, but they take ukulele lessons and Spanish lessons online. And of course, they love Fortnite, and we love to watch movies. So,
okay, so you've got a lot going on.
Yes.
Yeah, you probably like blew through that hotspot in like a week, I bet, after all that.
Four and a half days,
not even. Jeez Louise.
For 30 gigs.
Oh, man. Yeah, and then after that, you're like, okay, now we got to pay. Not really unlimited, whatever it may
be.
And they throttle you back, and it's no fun at all. If you really are bent on being able to do all of this out of an RV, you do not have any other option other than to go with satellite. And, of course, anytime we talk about satellite, we talk about how expensive that it is. What was the name of the company that you looked at?
It's Mobile without an E, Satellite Technologies, but it's not actually a satellite that they're offering. It's a commercial router. They explain like police officers or EMT ambulances use.
Yeah,
and they give you a little antenna.
Yeah, and there's also a company that you might want to look at called groundcontrol.com. They provide satellite dishes for a lot of commercial uses, but also some residential use. But it's not uncommon for the satellite providers to resell the lines. What I'd like to do for you, however, is let me call. She's still kind of my assistant. She retired, but I call her back to work every once in a while because I'm like, oh, Jackie, you need to help. But Jackie was my assistant for 12 years, and she sold all of her belongings, everything. I mean, like, almost everything. And they live, and they call it the 70-foot bus, and they drag a Corvette behind them. Of course they do. Why not, right? But I want to see what she's got for her satellite hookup right now. And let me just do some research. Let me ask her, because number one, I trust her implicitly. Number two, she always gets the best deal. As a matter of fact, her husband, Hal, told me that I ruined her forever. And I said, what do you mean? He says, well, you taught her that if anybody says what the price is, that they're good for at least 10 to 15% lower than that. And I said, of course they are. And so, because I taught her like to negotiate whatever we buy. I mean, is there a discount? And he said, yeah, but it's so bad that we go to Costco and she asks for a discount. And you know what? She gets one because somebody gives her the coupon book, and then she'll figure out how to get a discount at Costco. So knowing that she's thrifty, smart, and her husband is incredibly bright, let me see what they're using. I have a feeling that it's called ViaSat, and that's V-I-A-S-A-T, in case you want to look at that. For some reason, that's sitting in the back of my head. I know that they tried HughesNet, or they looked into HughesNet, but it was really, really expensive. One of the things that you do want to keep in mind, whoever you do go with, Jennifer, is that typically what happens is that they'll give you some type of program to get you locked in, and make sure that there are no price increases like after the third month, because I've heard of that a lot. So be sure to check that out. And then sometimes you can negotiate free time, free zones. And so maybe between midnight and 6 a.m., that's not counted against your package, your RV satellite package, because that could be a time when you could schedule movies to be downloaded for the kids. Or maybe there are certain patches and updates for Fortnite that the kids need to get. And so you can schedule all that during the free time. But let me give a call out to Jackie. And I want to do some homework on this company that you mentioned without the E as well. So make sure that with whoever you go to, you're not going to have any regrets afterwards. And thank you so much for your call. And also thank you so much for telling me about your dad. That was really special to me. Thank you. All right, let's go ahead and do our digital life hack. This week is brought to you by LinkedIn. You know, 2021, looking up, if part of your growth strategy is adding new members to your business, LinkedIn Jobs finds the right person quickly. Now, to make things better, your first job post is free. LinkedIn is an active community with over 722 million professionals worldwide. And getting started is easier than ever. They have new features to help you find qualified candidates. So you can post a job with targeted screening questions, and LinkedIn will quickly get your role in front of more qualified candidates. You can also manage job posts. You can contact candidates from a single view on LinkedIn.com, because all these different functions are streamlined into one simple screen. And now you can do all this from your mobile device, so no matter where the day or the road takes you. That's how LinkedIn Jobs can help you hire the right person faster. And when your business is ready to make that next hire, find the right person with LinkedIn Jobs. And now you can post a job absolutely for free. Just visit LinkedIn.com/Kim. That address, LinkedIn.com/Kim. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn.com/Kim. All right, this week's digital life hacks tip, it's all about sleep. All about getting the best sleep, the right sleep. And the reason why is I was watching CBS Sunday Morning, and there's a podcast called Sleep With Me. And I don't know if you've ever heard this podcast, but the guy does things like, today on a radio show, there was Kim Komando, and here's my phone, and here's my laptop. It's like this boring mono storytelling, and he has like over 3 million downloads a month. I'm like, wow, sleep must really be a problem. So we're going to start with the basic tool of to set your sleep schedule. There's a site that crunches the numbers for you. It's called sleepytie.me, so it's sleepy time. But it's not, I mean, don't worry about writing this down. I'll tell you where you can get it. But it tells you when you should go to bed based on the average time that it takes you to get to sleep, which they say is 14 minutes. Number two is I want you to make some adjustments on your time. Lower the screen brightness. The blue light stimulates your brain to thinking that it's daytime. We'll tell you how to do that on your iPhone and your Android. Number three is maybe you don't use your phone. There's a printable sleep tracker. You can print out the sheet. So instead of using the trackers on your phone and your tablets and whatever it may be, maybe you just do it the old-fashioned way. You just fill out a form. And then, as I mentioned, the Sleepy Podcast. Get Sleepy is a storytelling podcast run by creative writers, meditation experts, and Sleep With Me is the podcast that I mentioned. It's like they're going to lull you into sleep with a story. Now, what about sleep apps? There's Headspace and Sleep Cycle. We'll tell you about both of those. You can try them out. You can also try a smart watch, because the Apple Watch, the Garmin, the Fitbit, as well as the Aura Smart Ring, they can actually give you some metrics on your sleeping. But what if you don't want to wear something when you sleep? Well, that's when you get a non-wearable sleep tracker, like YThings Sleep Tracking Pad. It fits right under your mattress and it tracks your sleep cycles and your heart rate. It can detect snoring and breathing disturbances. Maybe you might get a white noise machine, or you can use your smart speaker, or you can block out all the noise. The Bose Sleep buds. Two, they deliver a relaxing noise to help you sleep, as well as there's these this Homeband wireless gadget. It's not a pair of headphones, but it's a headband. I'll tell you more about that on site. So to check it all out, look no further than the official homepage of the Kim Komando Show, which is KOMANDO.com, and hit the link that says Kim Show. Still to come this hour, you don't want to miss it. I got to tell you about a scam that's infecting millions of PCs with malware. We have more of your phone calls here on the Kim Komando Show. Hey, America's ready to get back to work, but to succeed, you need every advantage. Smart companies run on NetSuite by Oracle, the number one cloud business system. And you should do this, whether you have one employee, 10 employees, 100 employees, 10,000 employees. Get a free product tour at netsuite.com/Kim. That's netsuite.com/Kim. All right, over in the Q&A forum inside the community, I love it when Team Komando John, our IT genius, just goes in there and it's like he waves his magic wand and he just helps people. Like Patricia O, she is like very frustrated. She clicked on a simple app for 3 to 5 year olds. Suddenly she's subscribed for $80. She's going through this whole thing. And then she has in big capital letters, "I don't know how to contact them and explain how this has happened." I mean, she's just ticked. Well, John comes in and goes, "Hey, sorry to do that, but here's how you get some help from Apple." Gives her right the link and she's done. Then there's also Paul was talking about he didn't want to lose his photos and images. He clicked some boxes on Windows, and now he has 7,400 photos and images in Amazon and on hard drives, and he doesn't know what's going on. So John goes in and goes, "Hey, listen, here's what you want to do. We're going to get you this 16-terabyte drive. You're going to use it as a RAID 1 instead of a RAID 0, so both disks inside the NAS can be mirrored." He goes on and on and on. Okay, that's what I'm talking about. So if you ever need some tech support help during the week, and you are a Komando community member, make sure that you drop by the Q&A forum. I mean, I know we have so many more listeners to the podcast and the webcast as community members, but don't forget, you always have that forum that you can get some instant help from as well. Darcy in Fayetteville, North Carolina. Hi there, Darcy.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. I'm a big fan of your show.
Well, thank you. Thank you. How can I help you?
My son is turning 6 in a few months, and I am considering getting him a cell phone. But I want to see what my options are because I do not want him to have access to the internet or mobile data. But I do like the idea of getting him a good camera and having a phone that can have music on it, now, which is why I was debating against a flip phone versus a smartphone.
Now, did you ever think that you would say that? I want to get my son a smartphone.
I don't want to think it now.
I know, you know, because sometimes it's like, wow, did I just say that? You know, what's going on? I will tell you that my son was 3 when he had his first phone.
I feel better.
It was really at that point, it was just, it had 3 buttons on it. One called mom, one called dad, one called grandma, and that was it. So
kids, those don't exist anymore.
I know. Unfortunately, they don't. You know, when you start looking at phones for kids, what a lot of parents do is they'll give them the hand-me-downs. But as you know, and you're astute in knowing this, is that, you know, if you give them a hand-me-down, you're handing them down the internet, right?
Yes.
Social media, games. And, you know, I've always said that, you know, that that you're just a few clicks away from anything that you should never see on the internet. And that's something that you might want to start talking to your son about. I know that it's really early, but if he ever goes over a friend's house, a relative's house, he hops online, they may not have the controls. And that I used with my son the word uncomfortable. So if you ever see something that makes you uncomfortable, let me know. Because that kind of covers a whole bunch of things. You know, it does, that word.
That's true.
And I found him, like when he was 8, believe it or not, some girl in his class was sexting pictures. Like, wow, really? I mean, Where's mommy? You know. So in answer to your question, you can get him a phone, but I want you to make sure you get good parental controls on that. But if you're looking for a phone just for a child, it's called the Gabb, G-A-B-B. It doesn't have any internet, doesn't have any games, no social media. It does have GPS locations, unlimited talk and text. I think it's about $25 a month. And what's nice is that there's no contract either. But it's a phone that you could give a 5-year-old where he could take pictures and you guys can communicate back and forth, because I, even if you guys are just communicating in emojis, and because obviously at five he's not completing dissertations quite yet, although he may in just 6 months, is that you can always send hearts and thumbs up and things back and forth. And again, you'll know exactly where he is. I'll post a link to this phone over in the Q&A forum. And so in case you want to check it out there, it's going to be right there, Darcy, as well as for anybody else who may be listening to the show and you have a similar question about, you know, how do I give a relatively young child a phone and not worry about all the bad stuff that's on the internet, too. Hey, listen, stay right where you are. Millions of PCs are infected with malware. We're going to show you how you can check your Windows computer right now. And, of course, we have that and a bunch more coming up here on the Kim Komando Show. You don't want to miss. Hey, just a quick reminder, if you're listening to the show, gets interrupted for whatever the reason, or if you want to hear certain parts again, you can get the entire show as a podcast commercial-free over at GetKim.com. That's right, all 3 hours over at GetKim.com. Hey, listen, Malwarebytes annual State of the Malware says that a staggering 92 million consumer PCs had malware last year. And the most used virus was adware, 32 million detections in Windows-based computers. Now, there are ways to protect yourself. You want to watch phishing attempts, keep your machine up to date with security, and make sure that you are using antivirus software. We've got links to more information about the state of malware. You can find links to some security software for free over at komando.com. That's K-O-M-A-N-D-O.com. Just click the link near the top that says Kim Show. Stay right where you are. We have another jam-packed, fun-filled hour of the Kim Komando Show. You definitely never, ever want to miss. You're on the West Star, multimedia network.